With this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, May 9th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, the Missouri River Activities Conference track meet came to a close in its unscheduled second day yesterday, and it came to a close with the Lamar's girls coming out on top in the team standings for their first conference title in the MRAC and first track conference title as a whole since winning the Lakes in 2010. Lamar's went into the conference with a goal of winning it all by maximizing points in all events. Head coach Tammy Dunn says she was happy to see the girls get that done and take home the title.
I'm just super pleased. It took every single solitary point. And I told the girls that when we started this on Thursday, I said, look, we need every point. And I went and talked to the field events people. And I'm like, look, we just, whatever you can give us, we need points. And, you know, I just am so happy that they could kind of rally together as a team. I think we had every single event, relay, maybe running. I'd have to go check on that PR'd.
The track meet was postponed due to lightning after finishing 13 events on Thursday. The Bulldogs then had to finish the final six events yesterday, leaving a big question as to how that would affect them. Coach Dunn was worried about that, but the Bulldogs showed there was nothing to be worried about.
The girls were in a really good headspace on Thursday, so I was a little worried about what a Monday meet coming back would do. But I just think they really rose to the occasion. And when we got off the bus today, I said, they're not going to give this to you. You got to go out and earn it. And obviously, East is tough and North is tough. And I mean, our 1,500 meter runners coming in second and third, that was a game changer, you know? So just super happy for the effort that all the girls made together.
And Lamar's has proven that they have what it takes to compete as a team against the best programs in the area. That doesn't mean they are winning every event, but Coach Dunn says that doesn't matter because they place well in all events.
When it matters, they buy in. And so maybe when we're at Sheldon and the weather is crummy and they kind of feel like, and you gotta give them that because they're teenage girls. But over Thursday and Monday, to tell them that every point matters, I think they're going to do that for each other. And I think that's huge because sometimes track and field can be less of a team sport and more of a me sport. And so I just, man, just so happy for what they accomplished.
And the Bulldogs now get 2 days in between their final meet and Thursday's state qualifying meet instead of the previously anticipated week. Coach Dunn says they will fine-tune some things to make sure they can meet their full potential of events to get to state.
We're going to be crisp. We're going to work handoffs. We're going to be fresh. We're going to work a little taper. And we're going to be chirping about what it takes to get down to state because we have some nice-looking things this year. And I'm excited to see what can happen.
And on the boys' side, Lamar's took home second place as a team, proving they are still one of the best programs the MRAC has to offer. And once again, the Bulldogs had to contend with the stopping and starting of the meet after a few days. Head coach Caleb Van Otterloo says some of the guys still set personal best times even after all the waiting. And he says that was really impressive considering all the circumstances.
I thought the guys came out with a good mindset. We knew we had a limited amount of events running today, so we didn't have the full squad, but I would say we probably had still like three or four PRs within, you know, that limited amount. So it was just fun to see guys come back, you know, after a long Thursday night, you have, you know, weekend, and then come back on a Monday and kind of finish it up and run some really good stuff.
Lamar's proved again they have some really strong distance runners, with the Bulldogs taking home a dominant win in the 4x800-meter relay on Thursday, which helped propel them to some strong showings in other events. Coach Van Otterloo says the distance guys have put in some hard work, and it's showing late in the season.
Those distance guys have come a long way. It was nice to see Alex Allen went too flat. I think his previous best is like a 202 towards the end of last year and down at state. So it was fun to see him pop down there. And then that 4x8, it's been kind of fun to see this whole year. You know, we're running in the 9 minutes something, and then you duck down and run an 8:30.
The conference meet is nice to give the athletes a meet that means a little more before they ramp up the intensity at the state qualifying meet. Coach Van Otterloo says the Bulldogs still have some time in between now and Thursday to get things done and improve to put up their best marks.
it's kind of a dress rehearsal for your state qualifying meet. Usually have a week in between, a little bit shorter this year with the delay, but we can kind of look at some things and see maybe where we're strong and maybe what we want to do the following week, but yet it's not too close to that state qualifying meet where you can, you know, you start to get concerned with kids getting overworked.
Lamar's girls and boys track teams will run their state qualifying meets on Thursday at MOC Floyd Valley. Let's take a look at the rest of the sports action on our KLAM Sports Scores and Results page. First, the team totals from the MRAC meet. Lamar's girls took home 135.5 points, 15.5 points better than Sioux City East in second, Sioux City North third. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln was fourth. On the boys' side, Sioux City East won the conference title with 159 points. The Bulldogs took second with 134. Bishop Heelan right on their tail in third, and it was Sioux City North in fourth. Other track meets from Monday, it was the Jack Forsman co-ed relays at MMCRU. On the girls' side, the Hinton girls took home 137 points and easily won another track meet. River Valley was second. Westwood took third. MMCRU, the host school, scored 84 points, took home fourth. Galen Catholic was fifth with 78 points, and Akron Westfield took sixth with 43 points. On the boys' side, yeah, the Galen Catholic boys took home the title at MMCRU yesterday with 150 points. MMCRU was right on their tail with 144 points in second. Those two dominated a lot of the events yesterday in Marcus. Hinton took home the third spot, and they were 85 points totaled. Westwood was fourth. Akron Westfield took fifth with 63 points. Now to some tennis results from yesterday. Boys singles and doubles district tennis at Denison Schleswig took place as the Bulldog team were trying to send some individuals to the state meets. First of all, they did send one to the state tournament. Their doubles team of Michael Meese and Evan Pratt was the number one seed in the district, and they proved that with four wins to win the district title, capped off with a win over a Denison Schleswig pair, 6-1, 6-1. They only gave up just a handful of games throughout the entire tournament. Eight total games lost by Meese and Pratt in their way to a dominant win. 6-0, 6-0 win in the first round, 6-3, 6-0 in the quarterfinals, 6-1, 6-2 in the semis, and again 6-1, 6-1 in the championship. So Meese and Pratt will move on to the state tournament to continue their season as a top seed in the Class 1A doubles tournament. The other team was doubles team was Caden Worth and Jacob McGill. They ended up losing in the quarterfinals. And in singles, Devin Duvall got a win in the first round, but then lost his quarterfinal matchup. And it was Ian Penne taking home a loss as the 16th seed in the district to the number one seed in the opening round of the bracket. Taking a look at the golf scores from yesterday, it was a great day to be a Kingsley Pearson golfer. My goodness, the Western Valley Conference Tournament hosted at Willow Creek Golf Course, 18-hole tournament. On the girls' side, the Kingsley Pearson girls won the regular season title. They also won the tournament title in the Western Valley Conference, scoring a 4-13 as a team. OABCIG was second, West Monona third, MVAOCOU fourth, and Woodbury Central was fifth. Jordan Sitzman having a great season for the Panthers. She shot a 94, the only one in double digits, and she took home medalist honors in the Western Valley. On the boys' side, OABCIG took home the top spot, 313. Kingsley Pearson just two strokes off the conference title. They shot 315 to finish second. Woodbury Central third, Ridgeview fourth, and Westwood took home fifth at yesterday's conference tournaments. In Warrigal Conference golf yesterday, on the girls' side, Galen Catholic beat MMCRU 192-203 to finish off the regular season. Jaden Barthel shot a 41 and earned medalist honors. Hinton, 212-219, winners over Harris Lake Park. It was Akron Westfield over Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 204-221, with Josie Smith taking home medalist honors with a 48. South O'Brien beat Unity Christian, 223-230. On the boys' side, Galen Catholic beat MMCRU 172-184, making it a clean sweep. It was a sweep for the Jays as a team and a sweep for the Barthels as medalists. Dawson Barthel took home the medalist honors. He shot a 35. It's impressive what a great day will do for these golfers, and they finally got a good weather day yesterday. Again, 35 to earn medalist for Galen Catholic's Dawson Barthel. Harris Lake Park narrowly got by Hinton, 177-181, but Hinton's Caden Barrett was the medalist, shooting a 39. Akron Westfield beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 160-215. Carter Wilkin of Akron Westfield, He also shot a 35 to earn medalist honors. Unity Christian beat Trinity Christian 149-186. It was the Knights over South O'Brien as well, 149-177. And South O'Brien beat Trinity Christian 177-186. Finally, in soccer yesterday in the MRAC, in girls soccer, 7th-ranked Bishop Heland rolled over the Bulldogs 10-0. St. Albert over TJ 3-2. And on the boys' side, Lamar's put up a bit of a fight on the boys' side, but just didn't have enough for the 3rd-ranked Crusaders, who beat Lamar's 4-1. St. Albert took down Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 3-2, and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 3-0. All these scores and more are on our website, and that's KLEM1410.com. And to the sports schedule for today, the Lamar's girls golf team is at the Missouri River Activities Conference Tournament. That's at Floyd Park Golf Course in Sioux City. And in boys golf, some sectional golf gets things underway early as Galen Catholic, Kingsley Pearson, MMCRU, they're at the Primgar Golf Course with the team champion and team runner-up advancing to districts as well as the individuals. Again, they are golfing today while the rest of Class 1A, 2A, and the rest are golfing tomorrow, but those three, at least in Plymouth County, getting a head start on the rest of the state. So best of luck to the golfers in action around the area today. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Also, follow us on Twitter. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.